Thanks everybody for joining. This is the RZIC teleconference held on Tuesday, the 16th of February, 2021 at 1900 UTC. I'm gonna kick things off with a roll call from the ICANN board. Kaveh Ranjbar.
Present.
PTI, Kim Davies.
Present.
ESSEC, Jeff Houston.
Yep.
RSAC, Daniel Migo.
Present.
ASO, Carlos Martinez.
Present.
IETF, Tim April.
Present.
RYSG, Howard Eland.
I don't see Howard on the list. Did he drop off?
Oh. Howard just sent his regrets and my apologies. I thought okay. I saw him on the list.
All right.
CCNSO, Peter Cook.
Yes, present.
And VeriSign as the RZM, Dwayne Wessels.
Yes, this is Dwayne. Thanks, Danielle.
All right. And I'll pass it over to you, Dwayne.
Okay, thank you. So thanks everyone for making it today. This is probably gonna be a short meeting since a lot of our work is behind us. We'll talk about the election. We'll just briefly cover the state of the documents that we've been working on, and maybe a little bit about a topic scoping exercise. And if anyone has other business, feel free to bring it up at the end. So the first order of business will be to approve the minutes from our January meeting. You have the link there. Thanks, Danielle, for the minutes. Does anyone have comments or concerns about our January minutes? All right, doesn't seem like it. So we'll take those as approved by the committee and they can be published on our website. Next up is the upcoming chair election. The nominations open today. And we'll go until March 9th. And then we at our March 6th meeting, have everyone in this usual. And if there's more than one, then those can speak to their candidacy and so on. And we'll have the vote following that. I would encourage anyone to, of course, consider running for the chair. And if you have questions about, what it's like to be the chair or what the responsibilities are, what the workload is, you can ask me either here or in private. I'd be happy to answer those questions. Something just popped up from the chat. Is my audio breaking up?
Sometimes it is, Dwayne.
Okay. So I was just going through, just reading basically what's on the screen about the election. Nominations open today, run for a few weeks. We'll have the election in March. My last time chairing a meeting will be at the March meeting. And I'd encourage anyone to ask questions about what the chair position is like. And I see in the chat, Danielle says that she will kick off the nomination process with an email to the committee after this meeting. So are there any questions at this point about the election process? Okay. And again, feel free to contact myself or Danielle privately. Peter, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Peter for the record. Apologies, I didn't find the hand. Hello, it again. I think I remember that in one of the previous elections, we had a discussion about people being, not term limited in the overlapping terms or something, because the... our individual terms aren't aligned with each other, and so they aren't aligned with the chair's term. Did we come to a conclusion what that means for potential candidates?
So we didn't really resolve that. One of the options that was presented was that we could sort of ask all of the appointing bodies to align their appointments in such a way that, you know, made a lot of this easier. I don't even think we were proposing to align the appointments with the chair election, but more just to align the appointments with each other, with all of them, so that they all started at the same time, basically. The other complication, which you refer to, is that you know, some of the appointments are sort of open-ended. Some of them are 1 year, 2 years, or more, and none of them really align with the chair election schedule. So, I think the way we left it, if I remember correctly, Peter, was that for committee members who you know, who this may be a particular problem, I think what we agreed was we can just ask the appointing organizations or give them a heads up. Hey, you know, this your appointee would like to run for the chair position. Is there any reason that would be a problem? You know, do you see that being a problem? That's my recollection of where we left it, but maybe somebody else has other ideas. Anyone? And Danielle has shared some text from the procedures document about the chair term. So, I mean, one way we can deal with it is if, you know, if somebody has to leave the committee, they're the chair, then that essentially kicks off a new election. So.
Thanks, Duane. This is Peter again, for the record. Yeah, thanks for refreshing the memory. I didn't prepare this well. It just came across my mind. So it appears to me that from history and from what you explained, shouldn't be too much of a consideration. We just proceed as we want. And then if problems occur, we'll deal with them as we go. That's my summary, or would be my takeaway from this and from previous action. Thanks.
Yeah, I agree. Tim?
Yeah, so I was reviewing my notes just a second ago from what Jim Reed had sent me before he departed as the IETF liaison. And that correlated with the operational procedures, which Danielle pasted, make it sound like it's not too much of a concern. It's just that we may have to have another election before 2 years from now.
Right. Kaveh?
Yes, so I just wanted to add, I think it's definitely manageable, as you mentioned, and I recall what you said, but I think it might not be bad to start trying to fix it. I know it might take a long time, because for this, so some of the other committees, they also have it in bylaws or charters that needs to change, so it might not be as easy as it looks, but even if it takes 2-3 years, I think thinking about like long run, It won't hurt to make sure that RZERC is properly aligned within the ICANN ecosystem. So I think starting an effort to align these might also help.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Kaveh. All right, any other discussion about the election or terms? I suppose if it's helpful, also one thing that we can ask Danielle to do would be to, if necessary, update the spreadsheet that has everyone's terms, and she can share that, you know, during the nomination process, if anyone would like to have that information. It's probably already up to date, right, Danielle?
It should be. I'm finding the public page now that I think has everybody's term limit.
Yeah. All right, so let's move on then to the work items. And in the chat, Danielle is pasting some links with the membership, and there's also a Google Docs spreadsheet. I don't know how public that is, but there's a Google Docs spreadsheet that has everyone's appointment information also. Okay, so our Zurich 002 was approved and published. That's the document that talks about having signed root theme server information, and that has been seen by the board and by Octo, and so that is now behind us. Thank you everyone for your work on that. And the other document about adding root zone protections, data protections, is our Zurich 003. I think just today or yesterday, maybe Kaveh has forwarded this to the ICANN board, and they have a sort of a 48-hour courtesy period to have that document, and then it will be published on the RZERC website on Thursday the 18th. And also the RFC that document reference has been published. So I think that work is complete as well. Jeff, you have your hand up.
Yeah, I do. Thanks, Dwayne. RZERC 002 recommended that ICANN.org, I believe, carried out further studies, the issue of signing root servers .NET zone. In your opinion, who has the responsibility of overseeing the fact that